This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
So the reason Virginia is rapidly shaping up as the front lines of the coming civil war is because Democrats vastly overestimate the strength of their position, and they think they can intimidate Virginians into giving up their guns. Now, that very phrase should be laughable if you know anything about Virginians, especially those who live in rural areas of Virginia, which is the whole history of Virginia, by the way. You know, Virginians are no sooner going to give up their guns than Californians would give up their weed. You know, Virginians are, they're going to fight to the last man, woman, and child to defend their Second Amendment rights. And the Democrats in the state, who, let's just be honest, are anti-human, corrupt, dishonest filth, who should be removed from power by peaceful means, by the way. The Democrats think that whatever they say, people will just follow. I mean, Democrats, they all have this God complex where they think they can just order everybody, turn over your guns, surrender your children to our genitalia mutilation and puberty-blocking chemicals. Right? They think that people are just going to bow down and surrender to their weird, twisted, anti-human agenda? Sorry, folks, not going to happen. And especially not in Virginia. Virginia, well, the people there, I wouldn't be surprised at some point if they just, I'm not calling for it. I'm just an analyst. I don't live in Virginia. But I wouldn't be surprised if one day they just freaking raid the Capitol and they just arrest and incarcerate all the traitors. Because that's the history of Virginia. That's their state slogan. Death to tyrants. That's the whole history of Virginia. And you know, from the founding of our nation, Virginia was one of the original anti-tyranny states. And that courage and that philosophy persists in Virginia today. And part of it's because of the ruggedness of certain areas of the country. You know, rugged geography actually makes rugged people. That's why the people of Idaho are rugged people as well, and other similar places, even Texas. If you can't stand the heat, get out. Texas is rugged country. It produces rugged people. Just a simple thing. I could do a whole podcast on that because it's true all over the world, by the way. You know. But anyway, so what's going to happen if something like what I just described actually takes place? Like some armed group of Virginians, let's say, decides to stand up for their civil liberties and the rule of law, and they just flat out raid the Capitol building, arrest the governor, arrest these Democrat lawmakers, and I don't know, hold them for trial or whatever they do. What's going to happen if that takes place? Well, of course, the Democrats and the radical left-wing media will denounce those groups as terrorists. So wait a minute. So the government that wants to put a gun to your head and take your guns, confiscate your money through confiscatory taxes and property taxes, and wants to mutilate your children. Well, they're not tyrants. No, they are the legitimate government, according to Democrats. Those are the good people that want to brainwash your children and make them fodder for the left-wing pedophiles. Those are the good people. But the bad people, they'll say, are the ones who want to stop tyranny. Yep, they'll be labeled terrorists. And then the governor of Virginia, Governor Northam, that's right, Governor Northam, he will try to invoke the National Guard. And this is what's being talked about right now in the context of Virginia and a possible uprising. So the National Guard will be called up with orders to shoot your fellow citizens in Virginia. And guess what's going to happen? Like 8 out of 10 people in the National Guard are going to say, screw you, Governor Northam. We're not going to go shoot our fellow Virginians. Now, there might be 20%. Maybe 30 at most that will do whatever they're told and go shoot anybody they're told. But guess what? How far are they going to get in Virginia? In rural, rugged Virginia, where you've got just the whole culture of hunting and military veterans and armed citizens who know the terrain, who live in the hills, who are dedicated to saving their lives against tyranny. Not just working for a paycheck, like the 20% that are going to go along with the governor's tyranny, I tell you, those 20% in the Guard who might follow orders and shoot fellow citizens, they're going to be shot themselves very quickly. It won't last long. And by the way, most of the cops and most of the sheriffs and deputies in Virginia are on the side of the Second Amendment. They're not going to go along with the governor. Heck, they may actually be part of the raid against the governor. There's one sheriff in Virginia that says, I'm just going to deputize thousands of people. That's right. That's what they should do. Take everybody in your county who has a concealed carry or military training. Just deputize them all. And then you could have like 5,000 deputies marching on Richmond and arresting the treasonous traitors like Governor Northam, who should be put behind bars. He should be charged with treason and prosecuted for treason. Not to mention the fact that he's a serial baby killer. But that's, I guess those are separate charges. We should charge him with murder or complicity or conspiracy to commit murder against thousands of human babies that are being aborted in Virginia every year. How about that? Charge him with that. Because he's complicit in it. He's a murderer. Premeditated murder. And by the way, you think if he doesn't care about murdering unborn babies, you think he cares about murdering fellow citizens who resist his tyranny? No. That's the thing about these Democrats. They're all murderers. They're all tyrants. They all share the same mindset of Joseph Stalin. They demand your obedience or they want to kill you. This is the way Democrats think. This is who they are. And this is why they all have to be removed from power by every legal, lawful, peaceful means imaginable. They have to be removed from power. They are incompatible with civil society, as I've said repeatedly. So then you might say, well, if there's an uprising in Virginia, and then the governor calls out the National Guard, and then the National Guard is decimated, just obliterated by the people of Virginia, by the citizens, well, what would happen then? So, well, gosh, the president should call in the military. No, the president's not going to do that because the president's on the side of the Second Amendment. I tell you, if the people of Virginia were to theoretically surround the Capitol and arrest and incarcerate the treasonous traitors who are the Democrats, there's no one who would stop them. No one. All they would technically have to do is decide to do it. No one would stop them. And it would be celebrated as a citizens' uprising against tyranny all across America. It might spur other states to do the same thing. I wonder if the citizens of rural California might have similar ideas. Who knows? Perhaps they're trying to separate from California right now. I tell you, rural Californians don't think anything like the city liberal libtard Democrats in California who are lunatics. They're like crapping in the streets all over each other. Just a bunch of drug addicts and lunatics, child molesters. That's Democrats in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Sacramento. Anyway, this is about Virginia, not California, but I was just trying to say, I think if Virginia were to take action to defend their liberty, it might spread across America, and then you'd have a full-blown civil war on your hand, but state by state or city by city. In Texas, you might have people fighting in Austin, fighting against the liberalism that is the insane Austin, I don't know, city council or Democrats in Texas, anti-gun people. You might have a similar thing in other states, like, I don't know, Missouri, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, just you name the state. There's a similar kind of thing stirring there, too. It's not just Virginia. And by the way, if Governor Northam orders you to register your firearms, you should know he doesn't want to know the serial numbers of your firearms. He's building a list in order to turn it into a kill list. I wrote an article about this. It's at newstarget.com. Governor Northam is building a kill list. First, they want to know where you live, and they want to know how many guns you have, so they know how many tyrants to bring and shove their guns in your faces in order to take your guns. And then they'll add your guns to their guns and go raid the next guy on the list. It's all about taking your guns, folks. If you, quote, register your firearms, you might as well just shoot yourself first, because that's what the Democrats are going to do. That's their goal. They want you to die. They're just trying to trick you into complying with their genocidal death wish
by claiming, no, all we want to do is register your guns and we won't ask for anything more. Really? You believe that crap? Of course they're going to come confiscate them. Of course they're going to outlaw everything, even single shell shotguns, bolt action rifles, 22 pistols, BB guns at some point. I mean, trying to outlaw like children's toy guns now, Nerf guns. It's insane. They're never going to stop until you are effing dead. So all of you in Virginia, I know that you already understand this, and that's why we're seeing Virginians rise up right now to say, we're not going to take this. No, we're going to put our lives on the line if necessary, but we're going to stop this tyranny. That's what Virginians are saying. We're going to stop this tyranny no matter what it takes. Because if you can't live as a free man, well, what's the point of living at all? I mean, you can live free, standing on your own two feet, with an AR-15 in your hands fighting tyranny, or you can die as a disarmed slave with your children raped by the Democrat pedophiles while your property is confiscated and your rights are obliterated. It's your choice. You want to live like a man or die as a slave? Because those are the only choices that the Democrats are giving you now in Virginia. I don't know about you. I'm a Texan. I won't die as a slave. I'll live as a free man. So I always say, follow the law, abide by the law. Sometimes that means defending the rule of law, which means defeating those who are traitors. And that day is coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website, newstarget.com. Listen to my podcast on brighteon.com. And I appreciate your support. God bless all of you in Virginia who are about to face absolute anarchy, and you're gonna have to fight your way through it. That's what it looks like. We'll help you any way we can. Take care.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.